600 fraud refunds, your lower tax warrior, meditation, and the keys to riches all coming up on this episode of Unlock Your Wealth Today, your life fully invested. Welcome to Unlock Your Wealth Today, your life fully invested. I'm your purveyor of prosperity and host, Heather Wagenhals, and we have an incredible episode for you. Are you one of the lucky 600 New Yorkers who's going to be receiving a refund from a debt collection scam? Tune in to find out. That's coming up on today's show. Additionally, have you been tired or disappointed by electing all of these officials that you send off to serve your needs in government only to find out that your taxes are going up? Well, you're going to meet a lower tax warrior on today's episode from our Freedom Fest interviews. Grover Norquist from Americans for Tax Reform will be joining us today. Additionally, meditation. What do you know about it, and how can meditation help your money problems? And finally, we're going to learn our next key in the Keys to Riches financial philosophy and discover a simple strategy that will help take your finances to the next level and do so in a really easily digestible format. All that coming up on today's episode of Unlock Your Wealth Today. Stay tuned for more right after this. Welcome back to Unlock Your Wealth Today, your life fully invested. I'm your host, Heather Wagenhals, and you might be one of the 597 New Yorkers that are going to be receiving a check from the Federal Trade Commission. If you have ever dealt with an organization named Delaware Solutions, these people are now forced to pay up to the individuals they have defrauded with their bogus collection scam. This organization, according to the complaint filed with the FTC, says that they were allegedly calling individuals. They knew that the financial claims were bogus, and they threatened or misrepresented or did not disclose that they were a collection agency. They also told that the individuals defrauded that they were going to be either arrested or sued if they didn't pay up. So there is about $308.87 coming to almost 600 individuals. So if you think you might be one of those recipients, all you have to do to follow up on this refund is visit the FTC's website, the Federal Trade Commission, at ftc.gov/refund. Today's health feature is a focus on meditation. Now you're saying, meditation and money, how do they go together? Actually, meditation is very effective for improving your overall health and wealth. These go hand in hand, and most people think about wealth only in the form of money. But wealth is more than money, according to my dear friend Kim Sawyer. And what we need to focus on is why meditation is important for both your mental health and your personal wealth. The reason why meditation is so important is because it gives you back something you lose throughout the day. For those of you who've been a part of my radio series and the syndicated radio program at unlockyourwealthradio.com, or maybe have taken one of my Keys to Riches workshops, you intimately know about my biology-based approach to success. The key with meditation is it helps quell our physiology. Everything we do, all the decisions we make, are based on what's going on with us physiologically first. We think we are in control of all of our faculties because, well, we're grown-ups and we know how to do this and we've learned all this stuff. But knowledge is superfluous without application, and we are only able to apply that knowledge that we have if we are in the right mental resource state. What meditation gives us as a gift is it brings back that resource state. When we get started with our day, we wake up and we're rested and refreshed, and then we trip over the cat, or somebody left out shoes, or you find out that you didn't pick up the dry cleaning and you forgot, and now you have nothing to wear to work today. These things start setting us off. So now we have these little physiological events where we start dumping hormones into our system. We already have cortisol elevated in the morning because that's what wakes us up. But now we've got a little bit of stress because we've got some anxiety starting to rise within us because of the mistakes already that are starting from the day. And that's just the morning. You haven't even gotten to your cup of coffee yet or any other junk food that you're shoving in your face to get continuing on with your day. By the end of your day, when you usually get home after you've fed the family and put your feet up and get ready to pay your bills, you're mentally exhausted. And your body has gone through a myriad of chemical reactions throughout the day. Maybe you were happy, maybe you were sad, maybe you were frustrated or angry. All these things occur throughout your day. And then you sit down to manage your money effectively, and then you're like, oh my gosh, I'm late on my bills, or I forgot to do this, or you put it off because you're not in the right resource state. But meditation brings us back to that resource state so we can make effective decisions with our finances. So all you have to do to create this mental state, and this is what people don't realize about meditation, they think it's like about thinking about nothing, but in reality, all it means is focusing on one thing. So all you have to do is find a place where you can be left undisturbed for about 5-10 minutes. It doesn't have to be this long meditative session. All you have to do is be able to alter your physiology, and you can do that quite simply with meditation. So instead of worrying about what to think about or how to clear your mind, just create a place of focus. It could be a single word like tranquility. Norman Vincent Peale was big on focusing on repeating the word tranquility. By focusing on this word, the way it looks, the way it sounds, the way it feels when you say this, can create that state of tranquility within you. Additionally, you can do something else by focusing on your breathing. Not trying to force yourself to regulate your breathing, but merely following the breath and watching what happens. So when you breathe in, are you breathing shallow? Am I breathing in my lungs, or do I take these nice relaxing belly breaths? Once we start to pay attention to what's going on, now we have created an awareness about it. Now that our breathing is naturally going to start to unwind on us as we observe it more. And the more we observe it, the more it unwinds. Then we can simply just take a couple of slow, deep belly breaths to kind of inhale some fresh air, oxygenate that brain and blood, and then exhale all of those impurities in your system out. And do that a couple of times, and then just go back to observing the flow of your breath. That's all it takes. Within a second and a half, the brain already responds positively to the oxygen-rich air that you just carried in. It works that fast. We've proven it in multiple studies with the brain research I've conducted. So give yourself a second and a half at least, but try 5 minutes of following your breath or focusing on a power word that creates a relaxed and high resource state for you. Do this before you have to take on any good, exhausting mental task like managing your money, making household decisions, considering or contemplating your future. These are all critical decision-making things that require a high degree of logical and reasonable, rational thinking. And we can't do that unless we're in the right physiological state. That's part of what we work on in our Keys to Riches financial philosophy. And now you can incorporate meditation to improve your money challenges. Coming up next on Unlock Your Wealth Today, we have our fourth key in the Keys to Riches financial philosophy and our interview with Americans for Tax Reform, Grover Norquist. Stay tuned for more right after this. Welcome back to Unlock Your Wealth Today, your life fully invested. I'm Heather Wagenhals, and I'm excited it's that time again for our Keys to Riches financial philosophy. The Keys to Riches is a baker's dozen of financial concepts that teach you how to think like the rich and be in control of your own money. It also gives you specific techniques to create or fix your credit, eliminate debt, save and invest, all while transforming your current financial habits into healthy money management skills. And we do this each and every week right here at Unlock Your Wealth Today. We also have a special feature in our Unlock Your Wealth live show we do on Facebook. All you have to do is visit our Facebook fan page at facebook.com/ Unlock Your Wealth Radio, and you can join in the fun at 9 a.m. Pacific on Mondays. Each and every Monday, I can take your questions live, so it's also Q&A. So we'd love to have you a part of our show. Additionally, you can get more Unlock Your Wealth on Instagram. We do lives on Wednesday evenings at 7:30 p.m., and that is Eastern. So we'd love to have you join us. Follow us at Unlock Your Wealth on Instagram. So the key this week is our fourth key in our Keys to Riches financial philosophy. And this is our knowledge is power, not knowing is powerful key. This is where we learn our financial strategy. And to get the details on that, you have to visit our show on Unlock Your Wealth Live on Facebook to get those details. But let me give you the overview here. The purpose of this key is to make us aware of what it is that we should know about money. The reason why it's knowledge is power, but not knowing is powerful, because what we don't know, we don't know, and it can have disastrous consequences. So it's critical that we understand what it is that we need to be addressing with our money. Now, you don't have to go out and study for years and years to become experts in all these areas. But what you must do is create a level of proficiency in each category so you can then delegate your tasks effectively. And that's a critical piece, because look at all of the celebrities out there, the professional athletes, the actors and actresses, or the rock stars and musicians that have lost all of their money, and lots of it. And it has to do with the fact that they weren't aware of what they needed to know before they delegated those tasks to financial professionals. And just because somebody has been loyal to you all of your life doesn't mean that you can make them a business manager. Only business people should be managing your money. And you need to know how to vet those. And we use this 3-5 financial strategy from this week's key in order to be able to do that. And the 3-5 financial strategy is the simplest money management strategy you will find out there. You ask yourself 3 questions and you address 5 areas of concern. So if you'd like to get more details on what those 3 questions and 5 areas of concern are, please visit our Facebook fan page. Again, that's facebook.com/ Unlock Your Wealth Radio to get the details. Now, I'm excited about our guest because, well, simply, you can't find a better champion for lower taxes than this guy. I've known Grover now personally for 6 years, and let me just tell you, he has been relentless in his pursuit of holding politicians accountable to keeping your taxes low. And he does this at every level of government. He's in all 50 states, and this is not just about the federal government. You have resources with his organization, Americans for Tax Reform, at your local and state levels. So join me with this interview that we had the opportunity to share with Grover at Freedom Fest. Welcome back to Unlock Your Wealth Today, and I have Grover Norquist from Americans for Tax Reform with me. We've been talking so much about money lately, and one of my biggest things that I've been saying forever on this show and on my radio show is that we will never achieve financial freedom unless we have personal and political freedom. And there is no one person on this earth that wants you to have more of the money that you're actually earning than Grover. Is that a fair assessment?
Yes, I think that's pretty close to definitive, yes.
So what does Americans for Tax Reform do?
We fight against all tax increases. We ask all elected officials to do a written commitment, public written commitment, that they will oppose and vote against any and all efforts to raise taxes. Presidents, Congress, Senate, state legislature, governor, dog catcher. And then we highlight that and let voters know who is willing to protect them against tax hikes. Then in addition to that, we work on all efforts to reduce taxes, but we want to make sure that taxes never, ever, ever go up, and that every opportunity we have, we bring them down.
So when we think about taxes, we think of maybe, you know, what's in our paychecks, but we don't really consider the depth or expense of taxes that we have. Can you just highlight some of the things that we're wasting our money on that we might not even know about?
Well, I'll give you a sense. In 1774, before the American Revolution, colonists were paying 1 to 2% of their income total in taxes. In London, they were paying 20%. So our oppressors, our occupiers, were paying 20%. We were paying 1 to 2. They thought about going towards 3, and we started shooting at them. So there was a very low tolerance for the government taking more than 1 or 2%. People insisted on having at least 98% of what they earned kept with them. Today, government, state, local, federal, take about 25% in taxes and maybe 33% total spending. But taxes around 25 plus. So there's been a lot of backsliding. And it didn't happen over time. It happened in two huge jumps.
Really?
34 to 36 and 64 to 66. The Great Society and the New Deal. And that's where half of the federal government comes from. Food stamps, Medicaid, Social Security, Medicare. These entitlement programs, which are on automatic pilot. So when the Democrats had supermajorities in the House, Senate, along with the presidency, they made a huge jump forward, and then it slowly grew as each of these products grew. But half of the government comes from four unusual years of American politics.
That's curious. Most people don't know that. Most people would think, oh, it just crept up over time.
And because there was a consensus that should we get bigger? Yes, we should get bigger. And again, yes, bigger. No. Two huge power grabs. And part of that also is World War I, World War II, which were massive grabs on new taxes. Even though they were called back, the income tax stayed in existence. The death tax stayed in existence. Maybe got a little smaller, but it was always there, ready to grow again.
So when we think of these taxes, that, you know, is there, are you making headway? Are we able to escape them in some way?
Yes. Well, first of all, we've made some real progress under President Reagan, taking taxes down by a third, the corporate rate, individual rates by a third. We indexed brackets, so no longer does inflation automatically put you, even though you're earning the same amount in real dollars, put you into higher and higher tax brackets. We solved that problem. This last tax cut, the one President Trump signed, the Republican House and Senate wrote it, put it together, Trump signed it, we cut the business tax, the corporate income tax, from 35%, highest in the world, down to 21%. China's at 25. We were taxing people more highly than communist China businesses. Germany, 25. We were at 35. Now we're at 21. Better than Germany. Better than the Chinese. So we really took a big step forward to make our businesses more competitive, and we cut tax rates for every single American who pays taxes. 90% of Americans are paying lower taxes today than before, and are taking more money home in after-tax pay.
That's great news.
It is.
So as we think about the impact of taxes on us, and some people just get really overwhelmed and say, well, we have to have infrastructure, we have to have government. You know, what can the individual person do how do we change their mind? Is it possible?
Yeah, I think two things. When we can fix entitlements, which the present Republicans in the House and Senate are committed to do, would have done if we hadn't lost that Senate seat in Alabama, would have done it this year. If the Republicans hold the House and Senate next year, they will block grant all of the welfare programs, Medicaid, food stamps, welfare, Obamacare, everything that you get for being poor rather than because you put some money in Social Security, Medicare. Block grant those. That'll save a lot of money over time. It's a bending down of the cost curve. That allows more tax cuts. So we need to reform entitlement programs. We need to take things like Social Security and Medicare and move them to more like defined contribution pension systems where you save the money ahead of time that you control, not the government, and not defined benefit plans like the United Auto Workers or Detroit had, which is they promise you stuff but don't tell you how the world ever going to get
right,
the money.
Right.
And then eventually things go wrong.
Mm-hmm. You know, as we're talking here, I'm thinking about an article that our regular contributor Jim Woods wrote,
uh-huh.
and he identified the aspect of why we don't need big government, and it was a paving for pizza article because Domino's is fixing roads, and we think about that as infrastructure. I mean, how can other businesses be creative? I mean, is that something that would really help start to alleviate corporate tax? Because ideally, if we have to let the corporations be able to do what they do, because they're the ones that employ all of us. And
what corporations have done in responding to this tax cut in December has been very helpful. About 6 million people got specific bonuses and so on. Tax raise incomes are going up faster than before. We're growing at 3% over the last year instead of 2% over the Obama years. Mm-hmm. So the growth rate's up 50%. We may be at 4% growth this quarter. So there's been real economic growth, a lot of new investment, a lot of new capital expenditures. The response to the tax cut has been so strong that we'll raise more money as a result of this tax cut than we would have before without the tax cut. And that's very important. Companies have brought $305 billion just in the first 3 months of this year. So it's probably maybe twice that already. But in the first 3 months of this year, $305 billion brought back from overseas, invested here in the United States. These sorts of things are really changing the dynamics. And moving to, as companies have over the last 10, 15 years, to define contribution pensions like 401ks, IRAs, mm-hmm. where you have real investment in the economy, not a Ponzi scheme where the government promises to get you money 10 years from now. Lots of money. Mm-hmm. Where are they going to get it from? Oh, we don't know.
Yeah. Well, if individuals want to get involved at the local level, because it's not just federal taxes
yes.
that you work with. You do state and local taxes, too, right? Help people.
Absolutely. Come visit us at the website, ATR, tax form, ATR.org. You can follow me at Grover Norquist on Twitter. And we'd love to put you in touch with state and local political activists, state and local taxpayer activists, and connect you with a network of people that fight for lower taxes.
Well, thank you so much for being a part of this show, Grover.
For those of you without a pencil, please visit our website at unlockyourwealthtoday.com, where you can visit Grover's show page and get the links to his website and so much more. The maestro of moolah, Michael Terry, and my guest, Grover Norquist, I'm Heather Wagenhall. Now go out and unlock your wealth today.
UnlockYourWealthToday.com is produced by Heather Wagenhals and the Unlock Your Wealth Foundation. UnlockYourWealthToday.com and its affiliates are copyrighted 2018 with all rights reserved. For more information on the Keys to Riches Financial Wellness Series, please visit our website at www.UnlockYourWealthToday.com.